Dr. Helen Feast is the Acting Director of the Australian Population and Migration Research Centre at the University of Adelaide. In 2011, the centre prepared a report for the Department of Immigration about the economic, social and civic contributions of first and second generation refugees. When I spoke to Dr. Feast a short time ago, I began by asking what economic contributions refugees are making to Australia.
I think if we look at it long-term, economic refugees or any refugees are making considerable economic contributions to our country, just as all Australians and all migrants do. Obviously, there are some barriers to be overcome when they first arrive in Australia, and we acknowledge that their rates of employment from previous studies that we've done, their rates of employment and education are often lower. They have terrible trouble with English skills often, and they often have poorer physical and mental health when they arrive. But over the long term, we find that their rates converge to that, participation rates and unemployment rates converge towards that of Australian-born and other migrants.
So how quickly does it take for refugees to be able to become employed and to make contributions to society?
Well, that really depends on a lot of factors. It depends on their age. We do know that humanitarian and refugee settlers are often younger than other migrant groups and younger than the average age of the Australian population. If they come here at a young age, chances are they're going to get into the education system in Australia, they're going to get into training programs in Australia and catch up really, really quickly. So we might only be talking a few years, say up to 5 years. If they're much older than that, it may be that that's going to take a lot longer. Everyone knows that it's harder to learn a language when you're older. It's harder to retrain and reskill as you get older. And also the amount of trauma that you've experienced may be greater. So that may take a little bit longer to happen.
Does the research that your centre has done, does it show that refugees are in a higher proportion setting up their own small or medium-sized businesses?
Yes, we find that they're often really entrepreneurial, and I think that comes down to the nature of people who are willing to migrate. What you get is resourceful people migrating right from the start. Resourceful people are going to bring those resources, those skills, that ingenuity with them, and so we do find that there are higher levels of business startups, particularly once they understand the system and once they're networked in Australia. So they are certainly an innovative group of our community.
Looking at that report that was prepared for the Department of Immigration back in 2011, it was also showing that refugees are meeting labour shortages in low-skilled, low-status, low-paid occupations.
Yes.
Is that helping to fill gaps in the labour market in regional areas, for example?
Absolutely. In a more recent study that we did in 2014 looking at the Limestone Coast in South Australia showed exactly that there were filling a gap that was otherwise unfulfilled by regular Australian people, and that was acknowledged by business owners. Those workers were often highly valued for their hard work, for their loyalty to a company, for the hours that they would put in and the types of jobs that they were willing to do. And those don't necessarily need to be highly skilled jobs. They have specialist skills quite often. It may be meat processing, pruning vines, working in different parts of agricultural businesses, but they're essential jobs for Australia. And we're finding that a lot of business in rural and regional Australia are becoming dependent on that workforce to be able to expand and thrive.
How quickly do refugees achieve economic self-sufficiency?
Again, it depends on the age and the skill set of the migrants. But within 5 to 10 years. And I think the most important thing is that we look long term at the outcomes of migrants. For example, if we look at youth, we often find that refugee youth have just as high participation rates at school as Australian-born and called or other migrants, and they're also likely to have slightly lower but quite high employment rates as they get older. They just need to be given the opportunities, and be allowed to have a couple of years to catch up. The interesting thing is that if we start to look at second-generation migrants, so the children of those refugee migrants, we find they often do a lot better than their Australian-born counterparts.
Is there enough research being done about the economic contributions of refugees to Australia?
I think there is more work to be done. We're currently conducting a study through the Australian Research Council with the University of South Australia looking at education employment outcomes for refugee youth. And I think that's going to tell us a lot about how we could foster better transitions into training, into higher education and into employment outcomes for this particular group. So I don't think it's a matter that they don't have the resources. I think we just need to be able to provide them with the right skills and tools to be able to make it good in Australia.
Dr. Helen Feast from the Australian Population and Migration Research Centre at the University of Adelaide.